What happened with O'Neal?
He's got a little left shoulder discomfort. So a couple days ago in the cage, got a little sore on him, and I guess this morning it woke up feeling pretty sore. So it's a scratch from the lineup.
Day to day?
Day to day, yeah.
How was that curse
tackle? Better, yep. Got hit twice in pretty much the same spot. Fortunate we have those elbow guards, but scored him up pretty good again.
It's kind of a strange thing. It's an oddity. He gets hit a lot. There's anything he's doing that is causing that. He's just getting hit.
I don't think it's a personal thing. I think teams throw him in. And so, you know, there's trying to get in that upper inside corner of the box with fastballs, and sometimes they miss in. I do not. No. It's he hasn't done. He's still in the training room.
You saw Mackenzie Ward last month. What makes him so difficult?
I really like Mackenzie Gore. I don't like when we face him, but I like his stuff a lot. He's really aggressive. It's multiple pitches that are plus. I love his presence on the mound. I think he attacks. But it's mid to upper 90s, left-handed with off-speed stuff. He throws for strikes, and he's on the attack. So I thought we actually did a decent job against them in Washington. O'Hearn with a big hit in that night, but it's a tough at bat because he's really, really aggressive and he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Bernie, what have you been seeing from Hadley at the plate?
Yeah, I thought he had some. After the first series of the year, I thought he went through a little bit of spell where he had some bad luck. I thought he was swinging the bat okay, just wasn't getting any hits to follow or to fall. I think after that, I think there's a lot of pressure he's putting on himself to get hits and to get his numbers up. And that's where, for me, it's where you see the chase up or you know, kind of come out of his swing a little bit, because I think he trying to do too much at times. Been more encouraged this past week. For me, the best swing he's taken in a long time was that base hit the other way yesterday. I think that's a really good start. For me, that's who he is, a guy that can beat you in when he's going right. You know, the first, up until the second half of last year, it was line drives all over the ballpark from both sides with the ability to take you deep. And I know he's working his butt off to get back to that.
Do you see any similarities between the struggles that he was having in the second half last year and what he's been going through this year, or do you think those?
I know his numbers aren't there for sure, and he struggled second half last year. I think the at-bats are better. I think he's in a better place. I think he feels way better at the plate too. So I could see him getting hot here at some point. I think that, you know, we need him. We need him to be a huge part of our lineup and reason why we had so much success. And, you know, we're all pulling for him. He's in a good place mentally to get out of this thing.
I see you going against a lefty, probably plays a role in that. Him and the people, is part of that just like saying, like, hey, like, we trust you.
Well, we haven't exactly lit up lefties. I don't know if you've noticed. So we don't have like the best numbers against lefties. So Adley last year swung the bat well against lefties. Loriano did too. I'm hoping they do that this year going forward.
He has hit relatively high in the order, despite, you know, regardless of who you guys are going up against. Has there been any talk at any point to move him down?
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it. I moved him down to five the other day. With with the way our roster and the construction of it is right now, we have so many lefties. If I'm hitting Gunner third, the option to hit fourth right now is pretty limited. If I hit O'Hearn behind him, it's a layup for the opposing manager, which they just brought Danny Coulomb in three times against us, probably in those two series. That's not fair to O'Hearn. It's not fair to Gunner. So I need to sandwich them. I need to help them out any way I can. So I moved Adley back on Sunday, knowing that Danny and they also have the other lefty available. But a lot of that goes into it. I'd love to have a right-handed guy be able to hit behind Gunner. That's the bottom line. And looking for somebody to step up to be able to do that. No. Unfortunately, I do not.
When you see a player like Adley putting a lot of pressure on himself, is there anything you can say to him to try to get him out of that?
Yeah, I mean, me and Adley, the hitting coaches, we've had a lot of conversations. We're very close. I thought last year he wasn't himself, and that he was in a funk that he had a hard time getting out of. I think this year he's mentally in a really good spot. He feels good. He's seeing the ball well. He's swinging at more strikes. I thought last year there was a lot of chase where he was chasing hits, and so he was chasing. It was taking Adley-like at bats. I'm seeing more Adley-like at bats this year. And like I said, the hit yesterday shows me that he's in a better place. He's wrapped a couple balls to the first baseman hard. That's not really him, but he is getting the barrel to the baseball. But we knew, I just talked to him the other day about, let's just see how many doubles we can hit the rest of the year. Let's see how many line drives we can hit through the gaps the rest of the year to try to keep it a little more flat, stay in the middle, more in the middle of the field, because that's, for me, that's the hitter he is with the pull power. Yeah, I mean, I'm as frustrated as anybody. So, and I try to not show that to the team. I think there's appropriate times to show that to the team, but I'm also trying to be as consistent as I can as well. We're super positive in the dugout. Now, there are times when things haven't go real well, where we have addressed it and firmly, but it's still a long season. These guys need our support. I want to be there to support them any way that I possibly can. My support comes from family, comes from friends. I do have people around the league that I talk to quite frequently that do watch our games and kind of see what we're going through a little bit. And so, yeah, I lean on a lot of people.